and that's right. You know what I'm talking about here? Hey, your host, Tom, Ed, and Son. Hey, let's connect the dots. I mean, get your pencil and paper out and connect the dots, or like put it together. Make the connections, you know? I don't care if you're an electrician or not. Just make the damn connections for yourself. That's what the show is all about, connecting. Nothing like good-tasting water. The water molecules just connected to my mouth. And, oh, how delicious they are. Nothing more refreshing than water when you're thirsty. Hey, if you can count to three backwards, I want you to do it right now. Three, two, one, zero. Hey, are you still there? Well, listen. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is Call-In Radio Show. Just in case you have a phone, hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. And Happy New Year, everybody. This is going to be a happy new year because we're going to make it a happy new year. That's right. It's going to be destiny. We are going to be destined to make 2022 a happy new year because we're going to make our own destiny. That's the power of suggestion. And that's the power of your mind, my mind. All of our minds together, the collective consciousness of humanity. Hey, there's a new reality taking out old reality. Yeah. And nothing can stop the shape of things to come. Nope. Nothing can stop the shape of things to come, and it's all coming our way. I don't know what else to say except Happy New Year. Hey, you know, like I said, it's a call-in radio show. Hey, if you would just want to call in and say Happy New Year, that's okay, too. But it'd be better if we talk about important things like the Galactic Federation. Yeah, you won't hear this on mainstream media news. But you'll hear it on my show, the Galactic Federation. Yeah, there's a real federation, almost like the one in Star Trek. Except with the real federation, there is no prime directive as you can't interfere. And thankfully for that, because we want the Galactic Federation to interfere in the insanity still taking place on planet Earth. And the December 21st Winter Solstice Global Mad-Ass Meditation was a success. And the universe has heard our request and demand for the Galactic Federation and anybody else who wants to help to come here and remove all the trash, remove the bad guys, the cabal, as they call them. You know, we know them as the New World Order, the Illuminati, the Freemasons, you know, the list goes on and on. The big corporations, the bad guys, yeah, the ones that are keep us in lockdown and keep us in financial enslavement. Well, we want those people removed. And I think it's clear enough now, and as a representative of planet Earth and humanity, I'll take that responsibility and I'll say, yes, we're incapable of solving this problem all by ourselves. We needed a little help. You know, the Beatles used to sing about that. A little help from my friends. They were, you know, it's kind of a prophesizing song. I get by with a little help from my friends. Well, we're going to get by the bad guys with a little help from our friends. And who are our friends? The 52 star nations that make up the Galactic Federation of Light. You didn't know that? Why not? Well, come on. I gave you the place to go look. If you were listening to last week's show, I told you go to 2012 portal.blogspot.com, and you'll get the info from the Cobra. Cobra is the code name for those who represent the Galactic Federation and the resistance movement that's removing some of the bad features that are keeping us on a prison planet. Yeah, Alex Jones was not wrong when he called our world prison planet, because it's been a prison planet. But we're going to break free from that. Hopefully it'll happen this year. We're going to try to do it this year. And the best remedy for getting rid of darkness, as they call it, or dark forces or anti-God forces, is love and light. Yeah, on December 21st, it was another victory of the light. We had enough people signing the petition to make it formal that we want the Galactic Federation and their forces, which are much more powerful than the bad guys on our world here, to take them away from our world. And they're going to do it at this event. And hopefully they're going to, they've done some of it already. As I've been following this thing for 4 years. You can get your update at 2012portal.blogspot.com. Look for it. You'll find it. And what can I say? Hey, follow me on Twitter. You know, I call attention to these things all the time on Twitter. I'm Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. That's right. You know, identify myself as Prez because I've run four times as a writing candidate for U.S. presidential candidate, and I'm doing it again in 2024. But maybe it'll all be solved. You know, the event will happen. If you haven't heard about the event, let me just remind you. The event is when the Galactic Federation, with all their spacecraft and armada, whatever you want to call it, they're all going to land publicly in daylight all over the world, you know. And they're going to announce it the day before, and that'll be the event. And once the event happens, man, things are going to kick in. There's going to be a whole change of our world. In some ways, a quantum recrystallization of all life and things on planet Earth. I know that's a fancy word, a quantum recrystallization of all matter. Well, you can find a more detailed explanation of that in Dr. Hertek's book, the Book of Knowledge, also known as The Keys of Enoch, a book written in 1973, but it's been read by millions, and it has the futuristic science that we will all become familiar with once the event happens. That's right. And the event, I'd like to see it happen this year. If you'd like to see it happen this year, put your thoughts out there, because your thoughts are listened to by the universe. You know, people always talk about our world, our planet Earth, living on planet Earth. They say that what we call reality is actually a holographic projection, and we're living in a hologram. And we think, well, how the hell could that be? Well, the concept that I came with to best explain it is that the universe is living. It's attentive. We're not here alone, you know. Our lives are being monitored and viewed from afar. And the universe itself, it's like the ultimate living computer, the universe. It hears your thoughts. You know, we're all telepathic. Our thoughts create telepathic communication all the time we've just been lied to since birth, telling us that that's a fantasy. Only special people have telepathic abilities. We all have them. We've just been conned into not using them, and therefore they've been sitting idle. But the universe has been listening to all your thoughts since you've been a child. Yes, it has. And that, as the old saying goes, dreams do come true. And so when you dream about something wanting to happen in your life, the universe picks up on that dream of yours, that idea that you would like to see this happen in your life. You would like to be this. You would like to be that. And it starts the wheels working and tries to get you your wishes. And in my life, just about everything I dreamed about as a child that I wanted to be, I became in one form or another. You know, it's part of the way it gets played out. Sometimes you get things, but you don't get things exactly as you planned them, but you do get them. And I can say all of my dreams have come true, but as no, that doesn't mean my life's over. When all your dreams do come true, then you start dreaming of newer dreams. And the process works with everybody. You're just not aware of it. But if you start looking back on your life, and you might be able to detect things you thought about when you were a child that you wanted to be. You finally became them. It's not true for everyone because other people, you know, you have your participation in the event too. But things are arranged for you in your life. This is how the game of life is orchestrated here on Earth. You know, the universe gets working on it and knows what your thoughts are, what you want, what you desire. They have the ability, the universe has the ability. It has a powerful consciousness is working for it. Overseers, we could call them. That pay attention and to many things going on, and they're all of this working together, the universe and the overseers, they will be able to send people to you in your life that will help you achieve your goals. And that's work. You could be standing at the corner, and you could be having a problem, something bothering you, and some stranger will come out of nowhere at the corner waiting for the traffic light to change while you're standing there and just tell you something that's the solution to what's been bugging you. And you'll never see that person again. But that event, that coincidence, and all coincidences are created, was arranged by the universe and the overseers. And this is how life plays out. So back to the hologram again. So the universe listens to your thoughts, and it even has the ability to project something into physical matter that's, if it's necessary to help you get your dreams come true. And even if it's a holographic projection, well, if the universe provided a holographic projection to you while you were standing at the corner to tell you a message, well, you know, that could be some proof that you're in a hologram. And, of course, I've heard that your physical body has to be maintained in a hologram to really maintain its its substance and keep all the atoms together like they should be. And of course, there's so many things that are working negatively against our atoms, especially when we're living in a toxic world, which we are, which was made toxic on purpose by those who don't like us and those who want to control us. You know, but all things are going to change, and we hope it's this year. Hope for it. I'm hoping for it. You hope for it. And the more of us that hope for it, the quicker it will happen. And concentrate on doing your part to make it happen, projecting love. You know, I was on Twitter this evening, and somebody said something about something or whatever, and I said, at this moment in time, I tweeted, at this moment in time, I will project my love, intentionally project my love to all in the universe, everyone in the universe, not just people, every living entity in the universe, including God, the Heavenly Father himself. And I will project my love to all of them if they're willing to receive it. Of course, God will receive your love automatically. But there's a lot of other people out there, creatures out there, that would love to receive your love too. And if we all could think about doing that and projecting our love to everyone in the universe, there would be more love floating around. More love floating around is good vibrations, makes people happy, makes other living things happy. You know, if you talk to your plants, you're making them happy, or if you say nice things to them. You know, people think that that's a joke, but it's serious. Plants do respond to the emotions coming out of your body and the words and thoughts, and telepathic communications go beyond verbal communications, though verbal communications are important, too. And I, for one, am probably, maybe I'm the only one in the universe, but I do know from all the time I've been here on Earth that certain things can actually, at least on Earth, can be explained better with words than telepathic communication when you need to explain out the details. Sometimes words do have an advantage because telepathic communication involves things like pictographs and generalities. And though I've experienced it and had no problem dealing with it, I do know by all my experiences here on Earth that, do I sound like an alien? No, I was born here just like everybody else. Out of human parents, well, I won't say everybody. There's other people here that have just found ways to window themselves in or whatever you want to call it, teleport themselves in. And others have, you know, all the bad guys, a lot of the bad creatures on our world, they just barged in in an inappropriate way. They weren't born into human bodies. Some of them came here and took over human bodies. A lot of bad creatures on our world, and that's why we want to get rid of them. And love is one of the biggest weapons we can use to get rid of them, because bad creatures don't know how to respond to love. And maybe a few of them will repent of their bad behavior and decide to be loving. It's always a possibility, but we know some of them won't. And the ones that won't are the big troublemakers, and those are the ones we want the Galactic Federation. You know, our brothers and sisters out there in the galaxy that have come here in their spacecraft to help us ascend. And don't we all want to ascend to a better life? A life without violence? A life where we don't have to work the 40-hour week, a life where everyone gets along. Well, we're going to ascend into that. It's called the New Earth. It's in the process of happening already. Our Mother Earth, you know, Earth is a living entity. Our Mother Earth is in the fifth dimension already. And she's probably in other dimensions too, but she's still holding me on a little to the third dimension for those of us that are not quite ready to move into the fifth dimension yet. But most of us, I think, are ready. I mean, those of us, if you have an open mind, if you have a loving heart, you're ready for the fifth dimension. Believe me, it's a vibrational zone. That's what it is. Hey, that is explained in a book called The Crystal Connection, and I go to further explain it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's available out there Google Play, Barnes and Noble, Amazon. You should pick yourself. If you want to understand what's happening in the world better right now, you should download yourself a copy. Come on, $5, $7 for a notepad or something like that. Easy to find. You can even Google it, and you'll find some free pages to view on it. Plus, it's the only book in the world right now showing the light manifestations or light trails left by creatures that fly around in the night. What do I say, in the night? I'm sure they fly around the daytime too, but to be able to capture a picture of the low candle power light they emit and leave a light trail with a 3-4 second time slot on the photo, you know, a time-lapse photography, to do it with a beast sitting on your camera. Well, these creatures are out there everywhere. And I have many pictures of them in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a theory. It's a correlation of facts and a connecting of dots of many things. And it draws many conclusions. It contains philosophy. It contains mostly the pictures that will enlighten you as to what's out there around you right now. And it gives explanations of the dimensions. It explains them real easy. It reinvents the definitions of words like truth and coincidence that apply more realistically to life. The scientist's definition of truth is just too narrow. In fact, science has been showing how narrow they are. You know, there's all kinds of scientists. There's scientists that were brainwashed in medical school and other scientific schools, because all the schools on planet Earth now, the orthodox schools, the universities, the colleges, they're all controlled by the dark side still. That's why we want to get rid of this dark side cabal and, you know, and their new world order, which is only good for them. It's not good for any of us. We're not even liked by them. I once talked to this guy. I'm from New York City. I was talking to this guy hanging out with the anarchists down at Union Square. If you're familiar with New York, you know what I'm talking about. And he was an unusual guy. He was kind of like, he wasn't really with the anarchists, but he hung out with them. You know, I don't know if he's a double agent or what, but one night he's telling us about the, it's a park. You just hang out there. People hang out there. Different groups hang out there. And he's talking to a small group, maybe 6 or 7 or 8 of us, something like that, about how he tried to break into, you know, the class of the rich people. And he was talking about at a party he was at or something that he got invited to, and he says the people that run this world, they all wear overly expensive shoes, and the first thing they do when they meet you is they look at your shoes. If you're not wearing $300 Florsheim shoes or whatever brand it is, you're not one of them. Just by that, you know, if you don't have that part of your attire, you're a nobody. And he said that they refer to the regular people, that's us, the common people, as cockroaches. And that's how much endearment they have for us, too. And when we know the deal with cockroaches, we want to get rid of them. They breed, you know, and there's too many of them. We don't want them around. We want to get rid of them. And that's what they're doing, of course, with the vaccines, with the chemtrails, with the 5G. Yes, 5G is dangerous for your health. So it's Wi-Fi, because it's in sync with 5G. And cell phones are dangerous too. If you have them too close to your head, you know, you need to talk through, be talking through earplugs or speakerphone, etc. And don't sleep with the phone next to your head, because if the phone is on, it's still bursting that dangerous radiation right into your brain. And, you know, this is a, I have public services. This radio show, you know, we offer information to the public if you happen to be listening. All you women that are pregnant out there, you know, don't be walking around with the cell phone next to your belly. Your poor baby's brain is being absorbing all that radiation. Baby's brains are very thin, eggshell thin, you know. They can't protect that baby from the harmful radiations coming out of your cell phone, you know. And you're not aware of that. You're harming your baby. It's going to have effects on him when he's born. It's going to, you know, in the meantime. But that's why we all want the event to happen, because when the event happens, our reality here is going to change. All the bad things are going to stop. The bad guys that are still here are going to be rounded up. And believe me, they should be, some of them should be rounded up right now, because as far as I understand, hey, what do I know except what other people tell me? The Ashtar Command, Commander Ashtar, who handles the military force of the Galactic Federation, when we have to deal with criminals and they have to be rounded up, he said he had given the criminals on our world till December 31st to either stop what they're doing or repent of their bad ways or leave the planet. So now, hey, we're into 2022, and you know, some places it's still the first, other places it's the 2nd of January. Some of these characters should be rounded, being rounded up. And hopefully that's happening. And hopefully that these people, they've given the bad guys a final deadline. Well, they, you know, once the deadline passes, it's time for action. You got to back up your words. And so that's going on the back burner somewhere there, happening behind the scenes. And then there's plenty of other things been happening on the scenes. I'll mention it again. Go to 2012portal.blogspot.com and get the rest of the info, what's been happening in the last 3-4 years, etc. And become an educated person. That's why I tell people to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because it explains a lot of things, you know. And we need explanations. You don't got time to get no explanations off the TV. All you get is lies and misinformation. And now they found out they can get away with lying and no consequences whatsoever. Oh, just tell any story. Doesn't matter. Tell them what we want them to hear. You're going to need to get a booster every week for the rest of your life. That's right. And we'll use your taxpayers' money to pay for it. Yeah, that's right. That's the way it's working. You know, there are no free vaccines out there. And why would you want one anyhow if you had a half a brain? And, you know, of course, if you listen to mainstream TV, they're all lying to you. They're still saying vaccines are safe. Tens of thousands of people have died. In fact, while we're talking about it, I came across a tweet today that on Twitter where somebody said, supposedly they're giving me a quote from Betty White, the famous actress, personality that died the other day. On her last day, she says, be sure to stay healthy and get all your vaccines. I just got my booster today. Well, and the next thing we know, she's dead. Connect the dots, what can I say? again, I don't know if that statement is true or not, but we've heard hundreds, if not thousands, of stories like that already, that right after a person gets a vaccine or a booster, they're dead. And we're talking about over a million people that have had serious adverse reactions. And let's not forget that. The history of vaccine is the further you go down the road, there's more bad things that happen to people. Oh, man. You know, so we need, that's why we need the help of the Galactic Federation to come and rescue us, because you see, government is in bed with Big Pharma and the news media and the New World Order and the corporations that make money off this, all these bad things here. And they're not going to do a damn thing for us because they're too busy, collecting the bribe money from the New World Order that owns all the central banks in the world, basically, and can print as much money as they want, enough money to bribe everyone in the world. And essentially, they're bribing all the key people. Everybody in every government has been bribed, pretty much. And if we're talking maybe 2% of a government has not been bribed, well, 2% is not a majority, and that 2% isn't going to be able to do too much. Play on the word two there. So, I just want to say, hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you've listened before, you know it's a call-in radio show. And the number has not changed. It's 888-627-6008. But I guess if nobody calls in during the show, it's an attestment to the unresponsiveness of humanity. It's an addiction now. I mean, no, it's not an addiction. It's a disease. It's worse than a COVID variant. It's, you know, it's a plague in itself, unresponsiveness. Because when people need to be more responsive to other people. And when you're unresponsive, it creates roadblocks, you know? If everybody, you know, was unresponsive to somebody that said something to them, well, we wouldn't have conversation anymore, would we? You know, somebody says hello, nobody says hello back. Well, that's kind of dead and that. Somebody says hi, nobody says anything. Well, it's dead again. You know, and unresponsiveness leads to death. That's right. And since very few of us have fine-tuned our telepathic abilities, we need conversation and we need responsiveness in conversation. You know, that's one of the beauties of rock and roll, you know? When rock and roll started becoming popular and the early rock and roll artists went out and started performing in public, they would use the power of words to get the audience in the mood to participate. Because when the band's playing on stage, they want the they don't want you to stand there looking at them. They would rather you be dancing or something, doing something enthusiastic. So the lead singer or whomever, band member, would go to the microphone and say, "Are you having a good time tonight?" And a few people would say, "Yeah." And then the person at the microphone would say, "I can't hear you." And then people would, a few more people would say, "Yeah, I still can't hear you." And then he gets the whole crowd eventually saying, "Yeah. Yeah, yeah," and then we get everyone riled up, and then we play a song, and let's groove. And that's the importance of responsiveness. And it's you know, as much as you can respond to anyone. I go to the diner to eat quite often, and I like eating in diners where the waitresses are friendly. And the friendly ones, it's a blast just to come talk to them, you know. Even if you see the same one all the time, if they know the art of conversation and you know the art of conversation, well, every time, no matter what they say, you'll say something. No matter what I say, they'll say something. And it's like bouncing the ball back and forth, and it's a fun game. And it's all about being responsive. Of course, it takes a little intelligence to continue a witful conversation, but you got to start somewhere. Hi, hello, it's a good place. Well, all I got to say is sometimes you got to clear your throat. Anyhow, while we're talking about fun and being responsive, there's a lot of interesting things, and we don't have that much time to be looking into the past and remembering, because before we know it, the new reality is going to be upon us, and we're not going to be thinking about the past anymore. I mean, it's nice to think about the past, the good things that happened in the past. Oh, more of that refreshing water. So, anyhow, there's a lot of things on YouTube or other video sources that people have posted about all the great things that were happening at amusement parks. I don't know. If you're in America, chances are you've been to an amusement park at least once in your life. But I've been to the many, many amusement parks many times. And that has always kind of been a staple for growing up in America in the last 120 years, I guess. Some of these amusement parks started in the late 1800s. And I was, looking up some in the New York area. Hey, that's my area. And some of them, quite a few of them, canceled out during the 60s and the 70s, and to where there's few amusement parks compared to where it used to be. In fact, that should be actually studied. Why? I mean, there was numerous reasons why, but why all of a sudden was America's love for amusement parks, it suddenly dwindled, and attendances went down, and costs went up, and then the places closed. There was countless amusement parks in America, and you can just get an idea how many there were by going on the internet. You know, punching the name of an amusement park, and say amusement parks in your state. You know, amusement parks in New York, amusement parks in California. And you'll see how many amusement parks there used to be and how little few there are left. We all know the famous ones now, Six Flags, Disney, and stuff like that. But there was a tremendous amount of smaller amusement parks, especially right here in the in the New York area, the famous Palisades Park. It had the largest outdoor saltwater swimming pool in the world, plus an amazing fast roller coaster. And, for whatever reason, attendance went down. I don't know why people lost an interest in a place that was so much fun to be with if you had ever been there. And same with Coney Island, too, you know. Coney Island was at its height back in the 1910s and the 1920s. Watch a video on it. You'll see. Burnt down a couple of times. But, you know, it got more rides. At one time it had three, maybe four roller coasters going at the same time. And Eventually, attendance went down, and there's only one roller coaster left, the famous Cyclone at Coney Island. And it's not the the Mecca it used to be. But at a particular point in American history, roller coasters were, people were going and having fun. Whole families would go, whatever. And they were everywhere. Now we only got the big ones. And it's not the it's not exactly the same. They're too corporate. They're too friggin' much money. You know, the lines are outrageous. And they're always having accidents. So anyhow, you know, especially if you're in lockdown in some of these countries, you're home, you got nothing to do, go on the internet and look up the old amusement parks. And you'll be amazed at how people were enjoying life and having fun without a care in the world. And unfortunately, it disappeared. Again, the real bottom line reason, I don't know, was it money? Was it insurance regulations? That was probably even, you know. And it's just like something that faded away out of the great American society. And then we got places like New York City, you know, once was the greatest city in the world. And I loved New York City. I can't love it anymore because they've destroyed it. I mean, I still like some of the things they had there, but with everyone forced to wear a mask, and they're just, you know, destruction of it socially by the last mayor and the mayors before him. They've just whittled it down to, it's not fun city anymore. It's oppression city. And if you're on a vacation, don't go to New York City now, because you won't have any fun. Unless you've been stupid enough to allow them to inject poison into you, otherwise known as the vaccine or the boosters, and then you got to prove you got them. And so you're going to risk destroying your health, and that's what you're taking. You're playing Russian roulette with your body by taking these vaccines that are not hidden vaccines. They're pharmaceutical concoctions. You know, I said before, but I got to say it again. If you can't isolate the thing that you're making a vaccine for, then you can't have a vaccine. No one has isolated this elusive imaginary COVID. And I must have said this last week, but I just want to remind everybody, you know, they've been pulling this charade, not only here in America, but around the world. But in America, a couple of months ago, one of the colleges obtained 1,500 samples of people of supposed positive COVID tests, and they ran their own tests on it. And they found out there wasn't any mystery COVID out of the 15 samples that had been labeled positive for COVID. It was nothing but influenza A or influenza B. So they sent their examples, their specimens, over to another college. I think Cornell was the second one to get it, a famous school in America, you know, the famous university, Cornell University, one of the Ivy League schools. I think the other one that looked at it was Princeton, another Ivy League school. So when Cornell University got the 1,500 samples, they did their testing on it. And they didn't find any mysterious COVID. They found only, like the other, exactly what the other college found. Out of 1,500 samples, no COVID, only influenza A or influenza B could be identified. So I think a third college looked at them also. Same results. So the CDC was contacted, I think, by all the schools, and they asked, well, do you have a real specimen of COVID? And CDC said they don't have a specimen of COVID. And to this day, since this whole scandemic started, no one has really isolated what this so-called mystery disease is. And so, you know, unless they're changing the meaning of words, you can't have a vaccine for something you haven't been able to physically identify. So all these things that they're calling vaccines are not vaccines at all. They're concoctions and made up of plenty of toxic things, and they're injecting them into the bodies of stupid people who've been duped into doing something they shouldn't have. You know, if the truth was told, the truth would be nobody has identified this thing that they're claiming is infecting people, you know? And, of course, the PCR test was proven a bag of crap, that they're still using it to generate figures. How do they get away with this shit? How does the media get away with lying to the public? Well, everybody's been bought out in government. Government will have to stand up and say, we're going to do an investigation, or we're going to have you arrested for lying, or we're going to get rid of your broadcasting license because you're deceiving the people. You know, all these networks, they have to have broadcasting licenses. Who controls the licenses? The government. Well, if everyone in the government's been bribed, then they can just look the other way, and the broadcasting networks can lie as much as they want, deceive the public as much as they want, and they pay doctors, fake doctors or real doctors willing to take bribe money to get out there and lie to you. And some of these doctors have the audacity to make New World Order symbolisms with their hands, or Freemason symbolism. Freemasons are part of the New World Order at the top level. And they're getting you away with this. They're slapping you in the face. Look, we're part of the New World Order, and we're conning you and lying to you to get more vaccinated, get boosters. We want, and we're going after your children, and eventually we'll get all of you. And we're sterilizing all the young people at the same time, too. What are you going to do about it? Nobody's going to do anything about it because we're, you know, we grew up to believe that government was going to take care of these things. Well, when everyone in the government has been bribed, we can't count on government. Governments all should be dissolved at this point. In fact, 2022, we need to take some positive actions to start dissolving the government, start removing the criminals one by one. Shouldn't be hard if you have a team of real lawyers present the case before a real judge, because the judges are getting bribed too. Supreme Court's getting bribed. You name it. So when there's no other recourse, it's revolution. That's it. You know, we have to just set up a new government and just ignore the present-day government and just stop listening to them. Same with the police force. If they're willing to enforce laws of bribe tyrants, which the government is filled with now, bribe tyrants, they're willing to enforce the laws of bribe tyrants and the decrees, wrongful decrees, they need to be eliminated too. You know, we can't follow the commands of police that are in league with the devil, and government is the devil, and so is the mainstream media the devil, you know? Devilish creatures, ungodly creatures, whatever you want to call them. So we need to straighten all these things out this year, you know? Like I said, Happy New Year. Let's make it a Happy New Year. Well, some of this happiness, until our galactic brothers and sisters come here with the event and physically land their spacecraft and apprehend all the bad guys, because they have the powerful resources to do that, which we, the regular people, don't, we need to start setting up our own alternative American government. Or as other countries in the world, you need to start setting up your own alternative government. Do it city by city, town by town. Make sure you get the police in on your side, too. If the police department isn't on your side, then they've become the enemy, and they have to be dealt with as such, unfortunately. But this is the task we have at hand. We have to do this. No one is going to do it for us except the Galactic Federation, but they're not here yet. So we have to fend for ourselves. because the tanks are lined up, you know, let the Ukraine-Russian border be a metaphor. The tanks are lined up against us, the common people, and they are in the process of killing people with vaccines, harmfully sickening millions upon millions of people with vaccines, slowly killing us with the chemtrails, slowly killing us with the 5G, and poisoning the earth to kill, to poison our food. They're poisoning the water on purpose with fluoride. They're poisoning the air we breathe with the chemtrails. And they're doing everything in their power, poisoning the crops with the GMO seeds, everything in their power to kill us, you know? So there's no logic in supporting a group of maniacs that have all dedicated and sold their souls for the sake of killing off humanity just so they can live their elite lives, and the rest of us will be slaves, only a small portion of us, because they only need so many slaves. The rest of us are just, they want to get rid of us like a house loaded with cockroaches. Like I said earlier, that's what they think of the common people. We're nothing but cockroaches, and they have no qualms in spraying us with the foot can. You know, there's a good analogy there. Chemtrail planes, foot can. Well, it's real. We know what's in the chemtrail planes, poison. We know what's in the fake vaccines, the concoctions, poisons. We know what's in the drinking water, poisons. We know what's in the GMO foods, poisons. They're picking them up in the soil. That's why they came up with GMO food. They can grow in toxic soil because they're destroying the earth. They're putting toxins everywhere. And this is it. We're in war. War against our own government and police forces if they support the evil governments. So we have to tackle these things, and we can start setting up our alternative America or alternative Great Britain or whatever country by city. But we have to have a unification of the people in those towns, be willing to stand up and fight for your life, not only your rights, but your life. I feel sorry for the people in Australia. They should have had a full-scale revolution already, because their government is bought out, and they've got their concentration camps ready for the people that don't want to fall in line. Same with New Zealand too. You know, all you have to do, people of Earth, is unify with your local neighborhood people and start taking back your local towns one by one, and announce that your town is going to no longer obey commands of corrupt government. And it's not hard to prove these government people are corrupt. Not hard at all. We need a team of real lawyers, and lawyers ought to be interested in doing something for humanity without getting paid. Because we, the common people, don't necessarily have the money to pay you. So I know you'd rather take the bribe money from the big people. And then you're just part of the elite. And guess what? You need to change your attitude, lawyers out there. If you know anybody who's listening to me, if you know anybody who's a lawyer, you need to pass a message along. When the Galactic Federation lands, they've stated already, first thing they're getting rid of is the fake lawyers and the fake judges. That's right, judges are fake. You know, we can come to a consensus of what's right or wrong ourselves, you know, by jury or whatever. We don't need a judge telling us. If you ever listen to judges in court, they've got their nerve interfering with every friggin' thing. They tell the jury, well, you can't listen to this, you can't hear that, you can't judge this. And, man, they're basically telling the jury what the verdict's supposed to be. You know, that's not justice. That's fake judges playing out their scam so they can get more bribe money. You know, so that's the game plan. That's where we're at. You know, there will be no justice in the interim until the Galactic Federation gets here. Until the men with the spacecraft land, there will be no justice except what we make for ourselves. Is that clear enough? You know, there will be no justice except what we make for ourselves. So it's a new year, you know? Let's unite in love. Project your love out there. As I was saying earlier, somebody made a tweet about time is short. You just say what you want to say. And so I tweeted back, you know, I'm intentionally projecting my love out to everyone in the universe. You can do this too. And this will help us. And you should participate in global meditations, you know? Make an effort to be part of the group that's looking to save humanity and looking to bring this to finality sooner. Because we're all tired of the bad stuff being imposed upon us. But we can make it, we can free ourselves of the oppression faster when we start uniting, when we start loving each other, when we start being more friendly to each other. You know, time to turn your back on the violent sports out there. I don't care if you like what I'm saying or not, but I'm going to speak the truth. You know, sports can be fun without the violence, you know, and there's no reason to have violent sports anymore because that does not promote love. And love is the key that will set us free. And love is the most powerful force in the universe. And that's what we need to tell each other every day. And if you have love for somebody, tell them you love them. Don't be shy because you like time is running out, you know? How many people live their that you know live their lives and they never told their mother or father that they loved them simply because they thought it wasn't cool or something like that? You know, some of your parents knew anyhow that you loved them, but some of them didn't. And so it's important to tell people whom you really care about that you really care about them. So to make their day, make them feel happy. Because we're living in a world where doubt is put in our minds every day from the dark side. You've got all these bad things being thrown on us every day. But we can rise above that and be confident. And to love others, the first thing you have to do is love yourself. Be able to walk in front of the mirror and love yourself. Remember who you are. You're a spirit living a life in a physical human body. You're not the body with a spirit inside. You are the spirit that has moved into a body and has control of the body during this lifetime living as a human being. That's who you are. We're all spirit beings. And so when you look in the mirror, you need to understand, look in with your eyes and understand you're the spirit that controls that body. Whether it's in good shape or bad shape, you have to make the best of it. And, you know, the more you try to make the best of things, the more you will succeed at it. How about that? You know, did anybody ever tell you that? Well, you've been told now. And let me tell you this. Hey, this was a call-in radio show. It still is, but time is running out, you know. I guess nobody had anything to say today, but I've got plenty to say, so it doesn't matter to me whether people call or not, because I can talk from now to eternity, which might not be that far away. No, eternity never ends, but I can just keep on talking, because once you're getting a significant amount of knowledge, oh, there's just so many things to talk about. It's like a never-ending story. And, well, I'm thinking about it now. We need more jokes in this world. You know, comedy isn't just here on planet Earth. I don't know if it's on all the planets, but I know some of the celestial beings of the higher dimensions that visit our world engage in comedy. And there are actually books that talk about that comedy is part of the higher realms. You know, it's a healthy thing to engage in. We want to laugh. And I know from my experience that night, I became partners with a spirit being. Did somebody say I have a caller?
What was that?
Hello?
Nothing, I'm on the phone. Yeah, hi.
Hi, who's this?
Denise.
Oh, Denise. Hi, this is Tom speaking. So what's on your mind, Denise?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I just wanted to say I'm in, and I've been believe this since day one, everything you've been speaking of. I've been listening to everything you said, and I love you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I love you, too, and I'm flattered. You've been listening to my show that long? Wow.
Yeah, from the beginning, and yeah. Well, I found you very interesting and right on, and the truth, you know, got to shine that love and light.
Well, that is the way, you know. Just out of curiosity, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm from L.A., but I'm in Honolulu right now.
Wow. Wow, talk about satellite communications. Is that amazing?
Crazy.
I know that I'm getting a call from Honolulu. Hey, boy. Jeez. It must be daylight still there, huh? No, wait a second. You're 5 hours away from New York, right? 5 time zones.
Yes, correct.
Hey,
correct.
I
don't
get...
it's dark here now, hon.
Yeah, so, 5 hours would be only be 8 p.m. That would be...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well...
Yeah,
Are
you on every week?
Yeah. I'm on every week, same time, same bat channel, you know, or BBS channel. We goof around a little here. Tell us something spectacular while I have you on the phone. That you would like to enlighten the world with?
Oh, gee, that's a tricky one.
No, you just like
just
talk
go out
off the
and
top.
Shine your light. I guess just shine your love and light. That's all I can say. And just
that's an important.
Open your
word.
Eyes. And, yeah, open your eyes and just be aware of it because it is going on. It's happening, and it's we have to change this.
Yeah, like I said before, there will be no justice except what we make for ourselves. Did you,
Right.
The global meditation on the 21st, did you take part in that?
I did not. I missed it. Well, this is the first time I've heard about you, so I just happened to turn it on, and there you were. So it intrigued me. I hung in there. Just thought I'd call in because you kept saying no one was stepping up. So, but I really
you
enjoyed
know,
your show.
You know, a lot of people are shy. You know, so that's no surprise. And besides that, I'm talking about all this like unbelievable stuff. You know, I guess some people like don't know what to say. You know.
Right. No, I get it. But it's all the truth, and we have to stand up. We have to step up and say something because that's what's taking place. Nobody is stepping up. So we need more people like us that can step up and get the word out there.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, unfortunately, most of the world is brainwashed by the TV. And they're not saying anything good.
No,
they're lying to everybody.
Right. Yeah, they're living in fear and they believe what the government says. So it's like that's got to change. You know, somehow we have to get through to them. Bring in the galactic people.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's in progress right now. That was the importance of the December 21st, mass meditation and the signing of the petition was to let the whole universe know that we want assistance. We want you to come here now and straighten this whole mess out once and for all, you know? And
absolutely.
Yeah, there's an old saying, you know, you have not because you ask not. Well, the human race has finally asked officially, and now we're on course, and it's just a matter of time before they come here and the whole thing gets settled, finally.
Oh, that's fabulous. Yeah, anything I could do to help on your end, that's, you know, I'd like to be on board.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, I don't know if you heard me later. You can find out a lot more about what's happening by going to, when you're on the internet, go to 2012portal.blogspot.com. And
okay.
That's the intel update for what's going on with the Galactic Federation.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Okay. Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Yeah, you can find out a lot of information on what's happened in the last 3 or 4 years. You just backtrack it, and there's plenty of videos and interviews, and you'll get a bigger understanding of how big the Galactic Federation is, the things they've done already, and what's kind of like the one stumbling block that's preventing it from happening tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But hopefully it'll happen this year. And the
yes,
best thing.
Yes, it will.
Good. I'm glad you're so confident. I want it to happen too. And the more of us that want it to happen, the better the chances are of it happening. You know.
Right.
Because all our thoughts go out there.
Right.
Absolutely.
We have to put our energy together and make it happen.
Long absolutely overdue. That's so true, you know. we need to unify in love and project that love out there, and it becomes catchy. I've got an old saying I came up with: projecting love will gather love. So it's
I love that. Beautiful.
We can do it every day, you know. You're walking down the street, somebody walks by, you smile at them, say hello, you know.
Right. No, it's harmless, and it's a beautiful thing. More people need to step up and do that and spread that love. You know, but
absolutely. Yeah. The more we do it, the more people will catch on, and it will become an everyday thing, you know. Hey, mm-hmm. You sound like you're a real trooper out there, and
so are you New York time when your show starts?
Yeah. I mean, I'm in New York City, the show is listed on the radio at Central Time because that's where the BBS headquarters are, in the Central Time Zone. So the show was listed at the like 12:01 a.m. to 1 a.m. Central Time, and which translates to 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, or as I call it, New York City time.
Oh, what about L.A.? What time does it start? Because I'll be back there tomorrow.
L.A. is Pacific Time. So that would be 3 hours. That would be at 10 p.m. on a Saturday.
Oh, starts at 10?
P.m.
Okay.
on Saturday on Pacific time, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I definitely want to tune in to you next Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And, hey, you can call in, you know. This isn't like... coast-to-coast radio where you could try to call in and the phones are always jammed. Nobody ever gets in.
Right. You can't get through. Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got right through.
Yeah, well, hey, you know.
You want to say? Something, some words of wisdom.
What do I want to say?
yeah, do you want to say anything to me with words of wisdom? And just...
Well, I don't know. You got your head on straight. You got the right attitude. You're friendly. And you have an understanding of what's going on, and you're all for love. I mean, isn't that enough?
That's beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Right. Exactly.
Right. You got a sweet voice, you know.
Thank you for sharing your wisdom.
Oh, well, I'm here to serve, as the saying goes.
Okay, great.
And that's what I try to do on my show. I try to enlighten people and hopefully put a spark in people's minds to join the crowd, because love is the answer, love is the key, love is the future. And the more we all unite with love, the faster we can make this happen and get rid of all the bad guys.
I agree, 100%, yeah.
I mean, yeah, isn't that what we all want, you know? And we just have to realize that we can forget about government. They're in with the bad guys. They've all taken the bribe money, and they're in with the TV liars, and they're in with the pharmaceutical liars, and you name it. They're the bad guys,
New World Order.
It's all
those evil folks. Bill Gates, don't forget him. Fauci. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think they're
going to be put on the first train to hell, believe me, when the galactic people
right?
get here.
They have, yeah. Yes. It's going to take place. It's going to...
Well, I picked up the info, they said that the people that are, hell-bent on being bad guys, they just take them out to... transport them out to the galactic sun, and they toss them in, and they're gone. That's how it's dealt with. You know,
perfect.
The hopeless. I know. And I have no pity on those people. They want to, you know, remain dark. They want, you know, they want to engage in, you know, causing people harm. They don't have a right to live, really. I mean, they've caused enough harm already. I mean, I think that's quite suited for them. And so that's what
now is the time for sure to stop this madness, for sure, on every level.
Absolutely. Now is the time. I have a video out there on YouTube. It's called Now is the Time, you know.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We're getting to the end of the show, Denise. It was a pleasure talking to you. Tell all your friends about it. Maybe you'll call in next week, and I gotta end the show now on time. So
happy
I'm gonna.
New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year! And like I'm on Twitter too. You can follow me there, Tom Edison Prez, Prez. Are you on Twitter?
Oh, okay, Tom. No, I'm not.
All right, well, you can follow people on Twitter anyhow, even if you're not. You just go to Twitter. And
You just can't
interact with them, but you can go to their hashtag, like mine is Tom Edison Prez, Prez. Tom Edison,
okay.
Just like it's normally spelled, Tom Edison Prez. And then you can just, like, scroll down my past tweets. And
okay.
And
right,
you don't have to belong to do that. So, again, I got to go. It's a pleasure talking to you, and I'm going to do my countdown and play the music, which is my music, at the end of the show. Again, it's a pleasure talking to you. Hey, and have fun out there in Hawaii. Okay,
you too,
have a good
Tom.
Night.
Well, take care. You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, people, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. And then the engineer is going to take us out of here with my music, lead guitar solo, that song, Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I don't want to be just a statistic. I don't want to be angels or nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.